And you're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, the new edition of Tidal Echoes, a University of Alaska Southeast journal, will soon be out. It features the work of students and staff, as well as members from the community. And joining us, we have the senior editor of Tidal Echoes with us, Erica Berggren, and also the junior editor, Emily Bowman, to preview this latest edition of Tidal Echoes. Thanks for joining us. You know, you shared with me the 2020 edition, and I have really been enjoying it. It must be a pleasure. And I'll start with you, Erica, to work on a project like this, to see so many submissions.
Yeah, absolutely. We had really high caliber submissions this year and really poignant work, a lot of work that dealt with our current time period and with the pandemic specifically was like kind of our unwritten theme throughout the journal. So it was really interesting to see how everyone was coping and like coming up with such really interesting creative outlets for expression during this time. But yeah.
Well, what I loved about the edition from 2020 that you shared with me is, of course, the selection of poems. And I almost felt like I got this armchair travel experience of people talking about nature, the beauty that they've seen. What a wonderful thing. And I understand that this is one of those rare university publications that's edited by undergraduate students.
Yeah, it's one of the only publications in the nation that's edited by undergrads. So it's pretty unique. Yeah.
So let's go to you, Emily, because you're the junior editor. What's the difference between the senior and the junior editor?
So a lot of different work goes into Tidal Echoes, and basically the senior editor is in charge and the junior editor is learning the ropes. So Erica was the junior editor last spring, and she got to learn how Tidal Echoes works and how the whole publishing process goes, and then she took charge this year.
So tell me what you've learned in getting all these submissions and reading them and getting insights into all kinds of talented people.
Oh my gosh. I've learned so much. It's really hard to just pinpoint one thing.
Well, let's start by maybe sharing some of what is in the new edition. Maybe you could read a poem to us. And I know it's hard to pick favorites.
I have a poem pulled up, if you'd like.
Oh, please. Let's hear this one.
Sure. This is Ski Lungs by Katie Bowsler, who lives here in Juneau. Changes in infectious disease transmission patterns are likely a major consequence of climate change, says the World Health Organization. Last year, low snow. This year, snow globe snow, falling in slow-mo, as my husband, son, and I skin up the ski hill. Inhale, lift, slide foot forward, exhale, push down heel, click, repeat. Skis glide up to another world, chairlift shuts down by the virus, shutting down thousands of lungs. Inhale, cool coastal mountain air, snow and ice enclosed spruce and hemlock, Earth's lungs, the Tongass National Rainforest, exhale. 2 years ago, my sister posted a photo of herself in an N95 mask as the red sun glowered over San Francisco, forest fires gone wild. Now those masks are reserved for frontline helpers for the viral crisis. Inhale, lift, slide foot forward, exhale, push heel down, click, repeat. My son and I skin in tandem rhythm, lungs pumping, quads burning, hips tightening, lower back aching, like being in labor with him. A generation ago, a global pandemic, an unlikely nightmare. Reach an expanse of nothing but cool, white, a world away from the house down the road of too many projects, too much stuff. Peel skin from skis, fold into packs, clip into bindings. Before us, a hollowed natural depression filled to the brim with frozen styrofoam, smothered with the light layer of what falls in the snow globe. Let ourselves go with gravity down the untracked fields of white light. Inhale, lift, slide foot forward, exhale, push down heel, click, repeat. Easter Sunday, up the mountain, this time with our daughter, to the smiling wide expanse called Heavenly Valley. One more time, we'll ride the majestic carpet, rebound from one turn to the next, just steep enough, just right. Inhale, après ski mint tea. Glorious scent rising to where the swab collects for the virus.
Boy, that's a very visual kind of poem. I mean, I see it, I feel it in the rhythms of climbing and the forest fires blazing in California. What an interesting poem, a reflection on COVID. And I am not surprised that you didn't get a lot of, you know, that you got a lot of poems on the COVID experience this year, because life has certainly changed. How about you, Emily? Do you have any poems from the journal that you'd like to share with us that strike you?
I don't have any poems with me right now to read, but there are definitely a couple that stood out to me as being excellent. I really like Nana's Quilt by Olive Brent. She's there the receiver of the Mac Barron Scholarship this year, and they're just an excellent writer.
Yeah, that is exciting that you can showcase people with all kinds of talents and abilities. It probably what makes this journal special is that it is a mix of students and community members.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. We have submissions from all over Southeast Alaska. And of course, like UAS students, but also lots of non-UAS students and lots of, just people who have been living here and know the area. Yeah.
So typically, because of COVID, you have to do things a little bit different, but how do you normally do your launches for the new edition of Tidal Echoes?
Yeah, we normally have a launch live at Egan Library out at UAS. It's usually pretty well attended, and we have our readers who have submitted work to the journal read their poems or their short stories, and then we have a featured writer who will give a presentation on their work as well as a featured artist. This year, I'm actually pretty excited for the virtual launch. I wish I could see people in person, but I do think that this way is almost more accessible to people's family and friends who might not be in town to experience it in person.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So the virtual launch is when and how do we access it?
Yeah, so the best way to find the virtual launch is by typing in Tidal Echoes 2021 virtual launch. And that will bring you to a Facebook page that has a Zoom link, and the Zoom link is where you're going to find the launch, and that's going to be Friday at 5 p.m.
You know, I have really enjoyed the copy of the 2020 Tidal Echoes. It's just truly perfect for those moments when you just need a break and you don't want to get into a deep read. And it's a chance to learn about people in the community from what they write. So how can we get a copy of this next edition?
So we are actually partnering with the JAC this year. So you can go to the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council's website and purchase a copy of Tidal Echoes there. And those will be available for pickup at Egan Library out in Auk Bay.
And then additionally to that, though, there will be some copies at local bookstores too. So Hearthside, Kindred Post, stuff like that.
All right. Well, we will be looking forward to it. And it comes out just in time for Poetry Month, which is next month. So you can check out what the local poets are writing. And also, there's some great photographs in your journal as well. So lots to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I want to thank Erica Berggren and Emily Bowman for joining us and sharing with us what we can expect in the next edition of Tidal Echoes. Thank you.